Welcome,
Ronald
Setut. Setut. Welcome to our show. It's a pleasure to have you today on this occasion. So, tell us a little bit why you are here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Doug, I'm here today to celebrate. I'm here today to celebrate the life of Mika Ban. While we, most people might naturally think we should be here to mourn and really be sad and somber about the life of this man, I really look at it as more of a celebration. Life is so precious, and we don't all have an opportunity sometimes to use our God-given gift while we're here. And I want to make sure that as we're here today, that Mika Ben represents that God-given gift that everybody has with inside of them. And he used that. And I'm hoping that while we're here today, and that while I'm here today, it's reinforcing the idea that life is not as long as you would like it to be. But while we're here, man, we want to make sure that we use our gift the way Mika Ben did. He did that through music. And so for the first time last year, the Georgia Haitian American Chamber of Commerce, we got to welcome Mika Ben at our annual gala. He performed, and when I say he blew the crowd away, it was one of the most amazing experiences. And so here we stand a year later, and he's gone, just like that. And, you know, I'm here today because I want to honor him. And I want to make sure that everybody here, as I got up, just like I was speaking to the crowd today, I wanted them to make sure that they understand that, you know, he was living his life and, you know, showing God's glory through his gift. And I want to make sure that his legacy isn't just through the death, but more so the life that he's inspiring us all to live.
Okay. Do me a favor, we don't try to go this way. I would like to get some of the background.
Okay.
So let's go this way.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, so you are here to celebrate the life of Mika Ben. Now, let me ask you one question. Are you used to his song? At least one song.
Well, you know, I'll be straightforward and honest. I met Mika Ben for the first time last year. And he sang one of the most beautiful songs that never left my spirit, I'll say that. Not just my mind, but my spirit when he sang it, because it was one of the most beautiful songs that inside of I.E.T. Shelley. That song, when he's describing Haiti and throwing in all the different types of food that represents the culture.
So you mean Haiti Sage?
Yes.
That's the name, Haiti Sage.
Haiti Sage, I don't know if that's the title, but yes.
Yeah, that's
Haiti Sage. Uh-huh.
It's about the culture of Haiti.
Yes.
About all kind of foods.
Oh, yeah. And he's using it to describe the beauty of the country and how much he loves, the kind of love that he has for the country. And I think that represented literally what a lot of Haitian Americans and Haitians feel for the country. And it's very touching. It's so beautiful because he describes it in a way that's very digestible for even a kid. And so that's one of my favorite songs because it's that same passion that I lead. A lot of the work that I do for Haiti, I lead it in that way. And as a, you know, I'd say a former musician myself, you know, him being able to use his voice and play instruments at the same time is something I always call a triple threat. He was one of those musicians, he's a true musician in my eyes because he doesn't just sing, and even if he does, he really understands music. And to me, that's why I said it's really a gift, because he was an artist that really understood and studied the domain of music.
Okay, now let's talk about, I mean, it's the same thing we're going to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about you being here as a president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
We see a lot of people.
Yeah.
So many names in that game to celebrate the life of Mika Ben.
Yeah.
a death in the family, but so every now and then we can have this type of celebration, this type of gathering, so that the Haitian community could stick together as a community, because it's really good for a community when you stick together in terms of business.
Sure.
Okay. So as a chamber of commerce, the chamber of commerce deal with business a lot. So do you think we need more of this stuff?
Absolutely. There's no, the answer is definitely yes. I don't think there's any question with that. And you're right. It's unfortunate within the Haitian community and within a lot of communities, sometimes the only time we get together is we usually during a wedding or a funeral, right? That's when you get to see everybody. And it's like a big reunion. But you're right. We need, especially in a place like Atlanta, where there's so many Haitians, as the president of the chamber, I get to see so many different professionals. I get to see so many different businesses. And unfortunately, we're all separated and we're working in silos. So my job this first year, and what we're going into the second year with the team, is bringing in all of these different organizations together. And it's not just to say, the chamber has 300 members. It serves no purpose if they're not doing anything together, or we don't even work together, right? And that's why I was talking to you earlier. That's why I said, all the media guys, we need to get together because we need to make sure that there's a community there. When anybody is dealing with anything regarding media, I need to be able to point and say, this is a list of people that are in the media, right? These are the list of people that are in real estate. These are the list of people that are in IT. That doesn't happen unless we decide that we're going to work together as an ecosystem. And so it is one of those things that's very important for us to be together, to celebrate each other, to, on a daily basis, work and patronize each other's business. When I'm going to buy some shoes, if there's a shoemaker I know, the guys, I'm going to his store or that lady. Just like one of our members here, he sells insurance. All of the properties that I have are under his, all of my policies are with him. And that is how we begin thriving. And so I believe, yes, it's not just when somebody passes away or when we're getting married. It should be every day that we're living Haitian culture.
Man, it's been a pleasure. We're going to have another occasion to talk about so many stuff that we have to talk about in terms of business.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be.